Responsibility. It is an action that one is required to do as part of a job, role, or legal obligation. My responsibility to America may be illustrated by something my grandmother, a World War II veteran, told me about that made a lasting impression on her. She said when Harry Truman was the president of the United States, he had a sign on his desk. It said, "The buck stops here." President Truman understood that he was ultimately responsible for the decisions and actions of our nation during his time in office. Just like this great leader assumed absolute responsibility for my country, I realized that, if truth be told, responsibility begins with me. Responsibility actually occurs at several levels. First, I have legal responsibilities. As an American, I should follow the laws of my land. I have an obligation to pay taxes. Males must register with Selective Service when they turn 18. I have a legal duty to serve as a juror if called and selected. I have the legal requirement to have a license if I drive. Legal responsibilities may be the easiest to recognize and understand. Responsibility, however, can also be characterized as a moral obligation to behave correctly toward or act in respect of others. This means that I must embrace the highest principles of proper conduct. If I behave in a way that demonstrates respect, kindness, and thoughtfulness to my fellow citizens, then I am doing what is right for America. America is like any other society. It has laws, infrastructure, and traditions. However, the foundation of any organization is truly its members, its people. Thus, if I serve the people of my nation, I serve America. Sometimes this may require me to take a stance that is unpopular with certain of my American counterparts. But if I do the right thing, for the right reason, and for the good of we the people, then I have honored my responsibility to my country. This idea, that of the greater good, is one of the principles on which our great nation was founded. Too often nowadays, instead of Americans talking about their responsibilities, they talk about their rights. I believe that discussing and defending our rights is important, but every time we talk about our rights, we also need to talk about our responsibilities. This becomes especially important in another area of responsibility, civic responsibility. Leadership author John Maxwell describes the concept of rights and responsibilities like this: as one assumes or is granted greater responsibility, one must consequently relinquish certain rights. As I mature and gain more responsibility, as I become a voter, a taxpayer, a leader within my community, I am called to sacrifice some of my own rights in order to put other Americans' interests ahead of my own to achieve the greater good. We all know that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. All Americans need to strive individually to be a stronger link within our nation's chain. That means each of us needs to be legally responsible, morally upright, and civically minded. Great leaders lead by example. Let this begin with me.